You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com. During my sophomore year, we went on an overnight school trip, and I figured I would get to room up with one of my classmates. But little did we know that they divided all the girls up alphabetically, and I got stuck rooming with one of the most popular senior cheerleaders. Her name was Jessica. She had a bad reputation with boys and literally had no idea who I was. That night when we checked into our motel, Jessica said she had to go find Kevin, her boyfriend. I reminded her that we had to be back in our rooms by 9 p.m., but Jessica was still almost an hour late, and when she snuck in, I was already in bed listening to my iPod. When she came in, I just kept my eyes shut and pretended to be asleep, and she quickly got undressed and hopped into her bed. It was about 10 minutes later when my playlist ended, and that's when I heard her whimpering. She was lying under the sheet, and I could see her knees were spread wide and she was wiggling around a little bit. I pulled out one of my earbuds and listened as she arched her back and let out a breathy moan, and then her knees fell flat to the bed and she pushed her hips up and let out a cry of pleasure. I couldn't believe it. She was masturbating in the bed right next to mine. I guess she realized she'd been a bit loud, and she turned and looked at me and caught me staring right at her. My face turned beet red as I bit my lip and shut my eyes really tight, and she just started laughing at me. Oh, don't act like you've never done it, you little prude. I can't help it. Sucking Kevin's cock makes me so horny. My eyes opened wide and I just stared at her. God, did she just say that? I didn't know how to react. And then when she pushed back the sheet, she had this huge purple penis-shaped toy in her hand, and I almost died. She saw how I was staring at it in disbelief, and she smirked. Oh, don't worry, he's not quite this big. If he was, I don't think I'd be able to get it all the way down my throat. I didn't know this girl at all, and I couldn't believe that she was telling me stuff like that. I just stammered something stupid like, oh, yeah, I bet. But she could totally tell I had no idea. Not personally, at least. Suddenly, she jumped out of bed, totally naked, pulled back my sheet, and I scooted back so fast that my back bumped the wall. Shh, the hall monitor's going around every 30 minutes until everyone's asleep, so I'm going to have to whisper. And with that, she just jumped right in my bed, her purple toy still in her hand, somewhere under the sheets. She started talking about her and her boyfriend and some of the close calls they'd had, almost getting caught sucking him off at school once, fucking him under the bleachers, and about this one time that his little sister threatened to tell his parents that they were having sex, but she convinced her to keep her mouth shut by going down on her instead. I just laid there listening and clutching the sheet up to my chest. All the while, I could tell it was making her totally hot to see how shocked I was. I figured she was just bragging when she said, "Girls are way better at eating pussy than guys are anyway." I just stared at her blankly, not knowing if that was supposed to be a joke or if she was serious, and I didn't have any personal experience to draw on, so I just shrugged. I noticed her breathing was getting really staggered as she spoke, and realized she was doing it again. In fact, if I listened closely, I could hear the sound of that toy sliding in and out of her, and could tell that she was super wet, and that was making me wet, wetter than I'd ever actually been. She let out a sharp sigh and bit her lip as she stared into my eyes uncomfortably, and then said, "When I finish, I'll let you have a turn." I just blinked. What? A turn? A turn at what? But before I could say anything, she started to quiver and her eyes rolled back in her head, and she came right there next to me, completely unashamed, and so fucking sexy. She giggled as she started to recover, and then said, "Wow, sorry, I just couldn't help it. The look of shock on your face was so adorable." She reached over and brushed some of my hair away from my cheek, and I could smell her sweet juices all over her fingers. Then she pushed the dildo into my hand under the sheet, and I shook my head. "Oh, no, that's so, I mean, I don't. My face was on fire, and she was smirking, trying hard not to laugh at me. "Seriously? You don't know what you're missing. Using this baby is almost as good as the real thing." I didn't know what to do, but before I could think of something to say, she just flat out asked me, "You've never had anybody make you come before, have you?" I didn't want to answer that, but I knew if I didn't, she'd know it was true. And I knew if I tried to lie, she'd see right through me. So I just quietly shook my head and looked down with embarrassment. She took the dildo and tossed it over her shoulder, letting it bounce on her empty bed. "It's okay. You don't need to use that to feel good. Trust me, a tongue is way better if you just want to get off. Then I felt her hand on my thigh, and I clenched my legs together nervously, but she licked her lips as she started to move her body down the bed. I just want to show you. Besides, I love doing this to virgins. It's so hot. She lifted my t-shirt and started to nibble and kiss just below my navel, working her way down until her hot breath washed over my panties. Before I knew it, she was peeling them off of me, and I didn't realize how wet I actually was until the tip of her tongue slid along my lips, and she started to suck the juices off me with a slurpy moan that rumbled in her throat. Oh, God, you're soaked. See, I knew you weren't such a prude after all. I was as stiff as a board, just panting as I watched her, looking up at me as her tongue danced over my clit, and then she opened her mouth wide and started to suck on my entire mound, pulling at my lips as her tongue lashed over my clit, smearing my juices with her saliva, and getting me so sloppy and wet that I started to lose control. I've heard that when guys get their cocks sucked for the first time, sometimes they have a hard time lasting more than a minute. Well, I think I lasted about 35 seconds before my hips started to buck and I just let out this scream that shook the windows of that old motel. I was mortified as soon as I heard it echoing back at me, but it was too late. I was coming so hard, all over her mouth and chin. My body just kept twitching and jerking, and she was lapping at me like a kitten with a bowl of milk. Oh my God, Jessica, sorry, I didn't mean... I just couldn't think of enough apologetic words as I stammered and wanted to hide under the pillow. But she just looked up at me and grinned, her face all sticky and wet. Wow, you've definitely been holding that in for a long time, huh? She used the back of her hand to wipe her chin off as she sat up, and then she reached over onto her bed and picked up her toy. I think you're ready to meet my little friend here. She wiggled it suggestively as she crawled back between my thighs, and before I knew it, she was stretching me open and popping my cherry with it. I was a whimpering, pillow-biting, soaking little mess by the time this amazing girl was done with me, and we finally fell asleep together in my bed. I was in love and on cloud nine, but it didn't last long. The next day, she got up and met her boyfriend for breakfast, and the rest of the trip they were whispering and giggling about me. I felt so stupid for thinking that one night of foreplay meant anything to a girl like her. I guess I'm lucky she didn't tweet about it to the whole school, but by the time we were back in class on Monday, she and Kevin were planning for prom, and I was just a faded memory. And when we met up a few months later, I actually had to remind her what my name was. And the sad part was, she was still the only person who ever had made me come.